Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
Everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. And please pardon the brief technical difficulty. I'm not sure what happened, but please do know that it was not of purposely intent. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement on this fantastic Friday will be presented by Brother Bryant Pencil. His message today is entitled, The Ten Commandments. I strongly urge that you stop whatever it is you are doing. You find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following our words of encouragement, Brother Pencil will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Pencil, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning, all of our listeners today.
We appreciate you dialing in and listening in for a moment of your time this morning. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for battling those tech issues. I don't know anyone else I would rather have on my side to battle those issues. You are a guru there in making that tech work. So thank you for allowing us to fight through those when they arise and continue to have the program. So may God continue to bless you and your family. Thank you, everyone. Our topic today is going to be on the Ten Commandments. But before we get started, I'd be remiss if I just didn't remind myself of some things this week. On Tuesday, we were able to bury my 103-year-old great aunt, Rosa Lee Tansel Williams, who I mentioned last Friday was just an awesome inspiration in my life. And we want to thank you for all your thoughts and prayers. And Brother Nate Holmes facilitating, Brother Carl Cannon, Brother Melvin Owens, Brother Todd, and also I forget the brother's name from Old Fulton Road that led the singing during that during the funeral there, the graveside funeral. So thanks to them, thanks to you for all of your well wishes and prayers. Brother Cannon told a story where and he visited West Tennessee from Memphis, drove a couple hours on Sunday, and still does that at least once or so per month. And he had the pleasure of meeting my great aunt Rosa Lee, and he told a story about when he used to drive up from Memphis, he used to lead songs, and she used to tell him how beautiful his voice was and how she just really enjoyed his singing. And so I was able to get up and speak after him, after pulling myself together there for a little bit, and I said, she told me the same thing. So she just really uplifted people, you know, knew how to tell people the greatness in them and just made you feel really good. So that's definitely a model we should live our lives by. One other note this week, I don't know if you saw the sunset on Wednesday, but it was probably one of the most beautiful sunsets I've seen in a long time. There was not a cloud in the sky. It was a sun that was yellow, orange, fuchsia, and all of these colors. And as it was going down there for about 30 minutes around 5:15 to 5:45, it was just absolutely beautiful. So keep your eyes open. There's some magical things happening out there in our lives. We should always strive to be better people. Don't accept that we are as good as we can be. We can always get better. So when we think of the Ten Commandments, when people think of the divine rules, the Ten Commandments usually come to mind. What about these ancient rules? What is their proper place, and what does the Bible say about them? So first, what are they? Two passages list the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17, and Deuteronomy 5, verses 6 through 21. When were they given? According to the book of Exodus, the Ten Commandments were given three different times. First, God spoke them at Mount Sinai in Exodus 20, just after leading the nation of Israel out of bondage in Egypt. Not long after that, Moses went up on the mountain and was given the Ten Commandments in written form, written by God on two stone tablets in Exodus 24. And then Moses later broke those tablets in anger and had to go back and get another set in Exodus 34. Historians usually date these events around 1450 BC. Were all these commandments altogether new at this point? No. God had long before denounced murder in Genesis 9, verses 5 through 6, and most other misconduct addressed in these rules. To whom were they given? The Ten Commandments were God's covenant with the nation of Israel. If they would keep them, they would be his special people in Exodus 19, verses 3 through 6. And note especially Exodus 34, 27 through 28, when God told Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with these words, I've made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he wrote on the tablets, the words of the tablets of the covenant, the Ten Commandments, after God instructed him to do so. The Sabbath, the fourth commandment, was itself a covenant with Israel, a sign of their special relation to God in Exodus 31, verses 12 through 17. It was also a memorial of their deliverance from bondage in Deuteronomy 5 and 15. Thus, the Ten Commandments as a whole were not given for universal application by mankind. So why were they given? The Ten Commandments were not given so people could be saved by keeping them. Galatians 3 explains that salvation is in Christ, the promised seed of Abraham. The law, the Ten Commandments, were its basis. They were added 430 years after that promise. Why? Because of transgressions in verse 19. The law was intended to create an awareness of sin, to restrain sin, and to show man his inability to save himself by his own works. So how long were they given? In Galatians 3:19, it says, until the seed, which is Christ, should come. A few verses later, Paul wrote, therefore the law has come our tutor to lead us to Christ, that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor, in verses 24 through 25. Could that be any clearer? The law and the Ten Commandments are no longer in effect. It's noteworthy that the law was not taken out of the way until Jesus died in Colossians 2:14. That's why he kept it during his lifetime and taught others to do so. These commandments we still struggle with today, and you can think of examples of people that break some of these, and sometimes we may have broken them, and under the new covenant, we have a way to get back right with God. So are these commandments still valid? With one exception, the conduct required by the Ten Commandments is also required by Christ, whose authority and new covenant are universal in Matthew 28 and 18. But do not misunderstand, it is Jesus' authority, not that of the Ten Commandments, that now mandates this conduct. As important as it was for the ancient Israelites to obey God, they were not saved by keeping commandments, and neither are we. They needed the blood of Jesus, and so do we. Salvation is in him. So my question is, are you in him today? And in closing, there are some things that are on my mind, and I want you to know that we will be praying for you at the end of our call, and I think of things we're going through, but I want to let you know that on the other side of loneliness, there's togetherness. On the other side of hatred, there's love. On the other side of poverty, there's wealth. On the other side of crying, there's laughter. And on the other side of Friday, there's Saturday. So go out there and have a great Saturday. Go somewhere you've never been before. Tell someone something you've never said before. And love someone like you've never loved them before. Amen. So now we'll close with our prayer. Father, thank you for the people on our call. And we pray that you're able to just continue to work abundantly in their lives. And we know you're going to do that. We thank you for the success of our businesses. We thank you for our caregivers who are taking care of our loved ones. And we pray that we're mentally strong and continue to be mentally healthy and physically healthy. And as we continue to overcome these health battles in our life and challenges, Lord, we pray that your grace shines on us every single day. We pray for our truckers delivering our goods and services to the customers all across this land and country. We pray for our leaders, Lord, that the laws they create may be more of the laws that help the people. We thank you for all of our ministries throughout our sister churches of Christ, and we thank you for Grace Nurture, our lovely program, that we're able to continue to reach people and to help them along their spiritual journey in this life. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.